Hey, hi, this is Indiana Bill, the one and only Indy of the Robert E. Howard fandom. The wheels are turning, and it's almost time for Robert E. Howard Days. Hope you can join us in Cross Plains, Texas at the Robert E. Howard Museum on June 12th and 13th, 2020. This year, our guest of honor is the one and only Roy Thomas of Marvel Comics fame. We're going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Conan the Barbarian, number one, with Roy Thomas and Barry Windsor Smith. Classic stuff, and you'll meet a bunch of classic people when you're down there. Check us out on the Facebook page, Robert E. Howard Days, or at howarddays.com, and you can get all the information that you need. Hope you can come on down and see us. As they say in Texas, y'all come.
Crumb. Greetings, mortals. You are listening to Bourbon and Barbarians, an actual play recording presented by the Cromcast.
Fire protects it, though.
Okay. Hank's all about treasure. Does finding a plate with blazing fire ring any bells with his delving into books and in magic and whatnot? Am I going to have to dig another out of my bag?
No, I mean, I'm sorry. There's nothing you can't really get. I mean, it's so vague. Like, fortune telling's a sham, right? Like this. I can't see any meaningful, like, extra bit of information you could gain out of it.
I got a 7 on 46.
Nice.
No, I'm kidding. If I can't get it, that's fine.
No, I mean,
save that roll.
So, how now, brown cow?
So I want to turn to Brando and be like, "What is happening?
I don't know what this is.
I'm very confused, friend.
This is your first fortune telling?
Yeah, I thought we were playing euchre.
No, this is. She's. You may not realize it, but she's helping us right now
by telling me I'm a light.
She's giving you some information that you're going to need later on.
Okay.
This is kind of what she does.
Oh.
Have you
had this done before?
I have.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it helped you? With the potatoes?
In a way.
Okay.
In a way.
Grota's appeased by that. He's like, okay, I trust Brando.
It's okay. You can be okay with this.
Yeah, okay.
Is Uleg okay with it?
Uleg is. Uleg understands that there are many forces in the universe that are at work. And the forge consumes fuel of all kinds.
It's a beautiful sentiment.
Thanks.
Thank you.
She gives you a wry smile and gestures to the curtains.
Does she have a cigarette?
No.
Is there anything we can do for you, Madam Eva?
She says, go rescue Arena and Goethe, if you can get to her in time and bring them back to us.
Have you any idea where they are or who took them?
I have a question. I thought Arena was at her house.
Yeah, well, she did just drop that in there, didn't she?
Yeah.
she smiles and says, I think you have business to attend to.
I didn't leave her alone.
Yeah, we got to go to Arena's house. Which is the third thing on our list.
It was on the list.
And I like crossing things off.
Dude.
We're making progress.
All right. Well, again, thank you, madam. I know I appreciate your sight and your visions and your proclamations. We will do our people proud.
She nods and says,
"No, it's okay.
Return to us." That's it.
Yeah.
With your shield or on it.
In all honesty, guys, I really don't get to hang out with her a whole lot, so this was new for me, too.
Yeah, we go way back. No, I've never done this. This is great. This is weird.
I've never touched cards before.
So, yeah, make haste, right, to the Burgomaster.
Right. Oh, man. Okay.
All right, so we're in the third act of this three-act structure of tonight's play.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're going back to arenas.
Checked off the A, checked off the B, now we move to the C. You're going back to arenas. Arena's house is the Burgermaster's house, which is just north along the North Road from the church and the Kalish encampment. Is that right?
And guys, do we remember how weird she was the last time we were there?
Yes. What was wrong?
It's something's wrong with her, Grota. Something's up.
She's still Arena.
Correct, but she's not as well.
Okay. Well, you pointed out to me.
It's not far.
All right.
It's close.
It's at the bottom left, southwest of the triangle.
Like north of the Kalish encampment, but south of the common house.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So everything's on the North Road. As you guys are making your way from the Kalish encampment, it's clear that there's a change in the winds. There's a strong northern wind that's kicked up, and as you're walking, you're getting a smattering of cold rain and the occasional sleet in the face as you're moving, and you hear the occasional thunderclap sort of rolling off the mountains, and it sort of washes over the hamlet of Coldfield.
Does it seem like storm clouds are rolling in? Or is this...
You can't really see, but that's what it sounds like. Like, if you were to have a clear vantage of the sky, you know, beyond, like, 15 or 20 feet in front of you,
yeah,
you get a feel that, like, you would see, like, roiling, very fat, chunky storm clouds.
Okay, guys, that does not look good.
No.
What are those? Cumulonimbus?
I think so.
Yeah. Big ones. The ones that have, like, they're heavy with snow and sleets and things that will come down and sting when they hit you in the face.
You're like, we might get stuck at Arena's house.
That's fine.
Grota hates Skywalker.
Yeah.
Hank's going to be grumbling in the back, like, why the heck haven't I invented a spell that keeps the rain off?
Okay, and Hank, we may get stuck at Arena's house. So, again, don't be weird.
Don't be weird.
He looks so defeated.
You may have to stay all night at a girl's house.
Don't make it weird, Hank.
Don't be weird.
Don't start showing your tooth necklaces.
She doesn't want to see him. She doesn't. Not now. Not tomorrow.
All right.
I'm going to knock her because she seems the coolest with Grota.
Yeah. You come up to the...
Is the trip to her house uneventful?
It's uneventful. At this point...
Aside from the clouds.
It's strangely quiet along the road. And you reach the gate was repaired. Is that correct? In the last
session?
Yes,
we fixed the gate.
We fixed it.
So it is bouncing and jangling just a little bit against the latch. Like it's open,
mm-hmm.
but it's like tick tick ticking.
Awfully metal gate,
and you're able to walk in and walk up to the front door. Silent.
Arena! It's me, Grota.
It's silent.
What do you guys want me to do now?
Let's go in.
Okay.
Oh, man. Guys, detect evil? Should somebody...
I can do this 3 times a day with my hammer.
Okay.
So, I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Touch the hammer. Do the incantation.
Okay. So, you're walking into the house and you're sort of like waving your detect evil.
Also, real axe. Quick, have either of the magical items that me or Grota have been weird?
Nope.
Through any of this? Okay.
They're silent, as well behaved as like newborn little lammies at your side.
Okay. Because the way I'm wearing this hammer, like I'm getting the spine tingle. Like I want to use it.
You wanna send some lightning bolts?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
You have the power of a god that's right at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
Same for you, sir.
Still like my old clubby club.
Looking at Grota. The old fire axe.
Okay, so no.
You just got to get angry, dude.
That's true. I got to Hulk out.
You just got to embrace those inner emotions.
But the last time that happened, something bad happened to that thing in the pit.
Oh.
Grota, it sometimes bad things happen to things in pits.
You gotta dig down deep and get to that dark stuff.
That's the episode title.
We gotta emote a little bit.
So no evil.
No evil.
Not that I'm picking up.
Not that you're picking up.
You're not picking up anything. Outside of the whispers of the wind outside, as soon as you step in the house, it's silent. Quiet.
Arena. We're back. Like we said we would be.
We're going to fix the fence.
Remember?
Nothing.
How about this? I'm going to step in. Arena, I'm here. It's Hank.
We hear footsteps quickly running.
Get out.
Yeah, come out and yell at me.
Go.
Evil Dead style.
No. It's quiet, man.
Oh, man. Okay, well, this isn't good.
No.
She said she'd be here.
She's not. Let's look in her bedroom.
So you're in the main vantage way. So so her bedroom, which you have not yet seen,
no,
is like up the stairs. This is a two-story. Has Hank seen it?
Just from the outside.
Has Rhoda seen it? So she's on the second floor, actually. But we have basically, if you guys recall, like the first floor was like the Burgermaster's like living suite was on one side. There was the parlor on one side. You didn't see what was further, but presumably kitchen and dining room and that kind of thing. But
and by the way, there's still really good stuff in here. So if this does well, we're gonna leave with some of the. Some of the farm furnishings.
The riches.
Yeah.
The fortunate son says.
Yes. Opportunistic.
So the second floor is where Arena's room would be.
I'll take you guys up there.
Okay, let's go.
Clomp, clomp, clomp. Arena, it's me, Grota. I'm coming up the stairs.
Everybody heard you. Like, get up there. Everybody gets everybody up behind you.
I move stealthily behind Grota.
It's deathly quiet. Deathly.
How does Grota feel about this?
You're scared, dude.
How many doors can Grota see? Grota, how many doors can you see when you get to the top of the steps?
So, like the way the house is built, the second floor is smaller than the first floor. It's the kind of thing where like there's a sort of a strong central foundation where there's only like on the second floor Arena suite, and then like another common sort of living space. Mm. That's basically it.
Okay. So is he staring at the door when he comes up the steps, essentially, or around the banister
or whatever? There's like the common space that's immediately ahead, and on the left is the living space for Arena, like her bedroom.
This feels wrong to Grota, right?
Like absolutely. This is sending off. Like,
is there any light coming from underneath her door? Is her door closed?
Yes, it's closed.
Yeah.
Any light?
Put my hand on it.
Okay.
And touch the outside of the door.
It's cool to your touch.
Like cool or cold?
It's cool, like the temperature of the environs that you're standing in.
So it's not shockingly cold.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Anybody the have house. Any magic that they want to do
the house, before we open the house this door? Gives, like you guys, so at this point the winds have like continued to pick up, and you can almost the house isn't swaying because that would be crazy pants. Like the house isn't like blowing of course in the wind,
that would be crazy.
But it's almost like you can almost feel your body like shifting just a little bit with the winds that are coming from the north and from the mountains.
Grota's gonna turn to Uleg, kind of like panic in his eye.
What's happening? Let's open the door.
Where is that
sound coming from?
I don't know.
Can I discern where the sound is coming from?
You can't hear it. Seems to have gone.
Let's open the door. Draw the hammer.
What's this us? You got a mouse in your pocket?
All right. Are we must defeat this evil. Hey, if it's in,
how are we going to do this then?
I'm opening the door.
Who's on either side? Are we on
three,
either side?
I'm going two, with
does it open in one, or out? Does it,
oh, and I kick open this door.
And Uleg just, the door like ricochets open and then shuts back in front of you.
Whoa.
Like a I screen told door? You.
That was unforeseen. Okay, let's do what Brondo wants to do.
Obviously, I'm not saying we just run in there. I'm saying we put someone on either side of the door, and then someone comes up and knocks on the door. Did we think about knocking on the door?
I'm on this side of the door.
The door's already been blasted open and bounced back. Are you just going to like push it open? Because at this point, it's not like it hasn't clicked back. It's just like, you know.
You getting your lightning axe out?
I am. I am absolutely getting my hammer.
Go in there.
All right.
I'll be right behind you.
Will you, Uleg?
I will.
Okay.
Grota will be.
Grota, will you?
I will be. I have my club.
Will you draw your weapon?
Yep.
Hank, what do you got, man? What do you? I'm going to go through this door.
I got these, and he like holds his hands up.
I got this.
Wiggles his fingers. Little sparkles come off the end.
Cap sparkles. So you guys walk in. You walk into the.
I just push it. Just push
in with him, like together.
You guys walk in.
Just walk right in.
You know what you see?
What?
Nothing.
It's like an 80-year-old woman's bedroom.
So like
the bed has like nice like down comforter on it.
Mm-hmm.
Looks very comfortable. If you were to jump onto it,
K-pop like, posters.
Give a little bit. There's none
of
that.
That's what I figure. Yeah, K-pop.
It's pretty austere, but there is a vanity. There's a mirror. There's a chest of drawers. There's a handful of trinkets on top of the chest, and it's a fairly small room, but it's clearly like cozy, but it's empty.
I was not expecting this. As I hold my. Hold this warhammer, just like I'm trying real hard just not to smash something.
You know what I'm doing?
What?
I'm building up tension.
Because man, yeah,
it's working. I'm Brando.
I am. Yeah, I am right.
You say
I am right, dude.
Yeah.
So Grota's been in here before. Does he notice if anything's amiss?
Has Grota been in here before?
Yeah, he's. I mean, he helps around the house a lot, so I think he's like helped carry things up to her bedroom.
He fixed that window.
Okay, I'll buy that. You fix that window.
Yeah.
So the window that you fixed is over there. The window is up, and the curtains are blowing.
I don't like that.
Grota, go check the window.
I will check the window.
Okay. The window, full sash, is totally open. And at this point, the northern breeze is just coming in, like, full. So the curtains are, like hitting against your big, broad, like your Grota body. Like, right. they're just like, hitting you.
My
like,
meaty pectorals.
Yeah, they're just hitting you.
Uh-huh.
And it's biting cold.
Arena, are you outside the window?
Roll 3d6.
Hank, stop going through the dresser.
2, 4, 5.
Is that under your wisdom or intelligence?
It's under my wisdom. Yes.
Okay. So you look with your sight beyond sight, and this window faces to the north, and it's... You know how, like... when you're like coming out of a storm or you're maybe like driving down the road, like, I don't know, like out in the desert or out in the mountains and you're like coming through like clouds upon clouds, but you have that like ray of sunlight that sort of like blasts through and it's almost like an omen of something coming like from out there in.
God is pointing at that spot.
Yes. You see a similar sort of like open sort of portal through the clouds that are fixated like on the northern mountains, and specifically you see like what at least historically has been acknowledged as the Keep on the Borderlands.
I see that in the distance.
Yeah, like it's way out there, but like for a split second it's clear and it's almost as if you see like I don't know, like the cloudy, misty bits of the entirety of the pallor that's fell over Coldfield. It's like cleared for just a second. And I mean, it's not that far. It would be visible from a second floor window, like looking north. You should be able to see like a fort upon the hill. And for a split second, you almost clearly see like that castle.
I turn to Uleg and I say, I saw a castle.
I'm going to walk up beside Grota and look out the window. Do I see the same thing?
Roll 5d6.
You can do it.
Low money, low money, low money. This is a bad start.
17.
Is that under either your wisdom or your intelligence? Equal to or under?
It is not.
Yeah, you don't. It's gone. The clouds sort of mask over, and it's gone.
I really saw it.
You had a moment of inspirado, dude.
This is the light in the darkness that the card lady talked about.
Do you think that that's where we need to go?
I think that's where Arena is.
It's a better lead than the other ones we have.
But I saw it. I saw it in the distance. I know where to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's north.
Along the road.
Do I know what that building is?
Popular knowledge would probably... I mean, I don't know about Grota, but
right.
Most people in the town would probably know that the northern road goes there, right?
Can I describe it to my compatriots?
Yeah. I mean, you guys know.
It's rocks. They're stacked it's rocks. Up.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Is there a horse?
I didn't see a horse.
You heard something.
Look out the window. Do I see a horse?
There's a black coach that's sitting right in front of the house with four horses tethered to it.
That is not the boss's horses.
I don't think so. Who's driving it?
There's no driver.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I think this is pretty obvious that we have to get into this ominous carriage.
Rhoda's mom said, do not take rides from strange horses.
But we're not getting on the strange horses. We're getting in a strange carriage. Did Rhoda's mom say anything about strange carriages?
No.
See?
What does Hank think?
What does Hank think?
What does Hank think? Hank wants to go get down there and touch those horses to see if there's magic on them.
Boy, howdy, that tells me everything I need to know about those horses.
You can't have horse teeth, Hank.
Those are magical horse teeth, and I'm going to take five of them. Two from one, three from the rest.
I mean, this is, if Grota, if you saw a castle in the distance and then... Okay, we have to go now.
Just a second, horses. We're trying to figure it out.
Just give us a minute.
Crota's going to go to the horses. That convinced him. That scared him.
The second one?
The second time.
The first time you weren't sure, but the second one sold you.
They sound real bossy.
And I trust Grota on that, because if anyone's going to talk to a horse,
it's Grota.
It's going to be Grota.
He knows his horses. All right. I'm with Grota.
Grota comes down the stairs. You push the front door of the house open.
Yes.
The carriage is there that you saw. Four horses, two by two. Black carriage. It's fairly large. That said, to get all four of you in there would be a tight fit, just given your size. But it's definitely a carriage that's meant for, like, four people, like two by two facing each other. The carriage itself is... well made. It's not fancy. It's just black. And the horses are black.
None more black.
At 11. Turn to 11 with their blackness.
Is there anything inside the carriage?
Good question.
Are you walking up to the carriage?
No, I'm letting Grota. Sorry, Grota, is there anything inside the carriage?
Grota peers inside the window.
Okay, so you walk up to the carriage. There are actual windows. you look inside, and there's like the drapery that's sort of pulled aside. And there's a hair comb, like the kind of thing that would like hold the hair back.
It's Arena's.
Of a young woman, and it's Arena's. You recognize it. You know it. Like it's the kind of
Hank knows it too.
Yeah, it is recognizable that Arena's like hair comb is like set within one of the seats in the carriage.
I see Arena's hair comb inside.
Do you think Arena turned into this carriage?
I don't think that.
She's one of the horses.
I think somebody took her.
And we should
Grote.
We should get in the carriage and follow.
Is one of the horses Arena?
Hello, horses.
The horses are
here's a tater from my shoe.
Non attentive to you. Do you walk up and like try to feed it a tater?
Yeah.
They don't eat it. Like they're
and I've been around horses, so yeah. I understand this is weird, right?
Yeah. Like they're like ever vigilant and waiting for a signal.
Hank, are they magic?
Hank's gonna go to the lead horse and like put his hand on its face, like on the side. Like you would go to touch it, but just kind of like put his palm on it and then like run his hand down the head of the horse over the bridle. What's the bit that goes over the head of the horse?
Yeah, that's the bit and bridle. Like the bit's what's in the mouth like, and the bridle itself is the larger. Yeah. The harness, like the larger bits of the harness is the bridle and the bit is what's in his mouth.
I you can tell I'm very familiar with horses.
It's all right. 100%.
He's just gonna like gently slide his hand over the head and mm-hmm. the bridle of the horse to see if any of it comes up. Is like, yep, this is magic. They're just well trained horses. He doesn't know.
They are well trained horses, and they are truly alive. It's not like these are like corpse horses that are like
thestrals.
Yeah, they're. Yeah, is that one? Right. Oh yeah, yeah, they're not thestrals. These are. Real horses, real horsies, and they're just none more black. They are the blackest of horsies, hitched up to the blackest of carriages.
Let's get in.
This is what we're supposed to do.
And say, hey, can I get one of those forward facing seats? I get a little motion sick.
That's fine.
I'll sit in a rear facing seat.
I guess. Sorry, like I want to be a PC right now so bad. Like, I just want to play. I don't want to DM. No. I just want to be a character. All right, so you guys are all getting in the carriage.
I'm getting in the carriage.
Yeah. All right.
Thank God. Let's get in the carriage. You guys are all in the carriage.
Thank God.
You're
thank
sitting
God.
There two by two.
Grodin never got in the carriage.
I got in.
Okay.
It sagged under my big fat.
You guys. You're
I'm a big dude.
Don't talk about yourself like that.
But. Okay. Okay, so you at this point.
This is the conversation inside the carriage.
So everybody, look at their character sheets. What you have now
is what
and where we stand. It's like 4:30 p.m. on a Tuesday, and this is where we're going from here. You are entering the module, and we're stopping for the night. Like this is the like everything that's on your sheet right now is where you stand going mm-hmm. into the adventure.
Okay,
cool, yeah. Cool.
That's it. All right, we're that's done.
Fair. Dig it.
I've done my mission. Mic drop.
I thought Hank was going
to were you nervous about that last part because you yes. thought we wouldn't get in the carriage?
Yes. I mean, it's so like shoehorny. There's no
because I love how I was like, is there something in the carriage? And you immediately went, are you getting in the carriage?
Get in.
Softly sing three lullabies in an ancient tongue. young for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The Black Queen chants the funeral march. The crack.